Well, I thought if I was an England selector and come and watch 4 days of Division 2 cricket, you'd have seen a really, really good match with some quality cricket players. I thought there's some good bowling, some good batting, certainly, from both teams, centurions from both teams. And like I said, it was intriguing stuff. It could have gone either way, and I think possibly the draw is a fair result at the end.
Pitch bit too good in the end?
No, I wouldn't say too good. I think it was a good cricket wicket. We're still in April, and for him to produce, you know, a wicket where, what was the 5 centurions in the game? You know, that's a really good effort, and it was hard work at times for the bowlers, but also at times there was a bit in it, and maybe it could have gone up and down a little bit more on the fourth day today, just to make it more interesting, but... You know, I think the groundsman's done a cracking job, and as I said before, you know, it's been terribly cold for the people watching, but the ones who braved it for 4 days have seen a really, really interesting game of second division cricket.
From your point of view, I mean, the first real action of the season, so what will your boys take out of this?
A lot. You know, there's some really positives. We had opportunities where we could potentially have won the game, and we didn't quite take them, which sometimes happens. Partly also, not from our lack of effort, it was some quality from the opposition. You know, Chris Dent's innings for them was outstanding. I thought second innings, he played well first innings, but he did really well. I thought Jack Taylor struck them out of trouble with some really lusty blows, and he's a very clean striker of the ball. So they were both good innings today. You know, and in the first innings, Hamish Marshall was outstanding with his knock. But our two boys who got hundreds as well, Joe Clark and Moen Ellie, I thought they played well. And it was really good cricket. I was really delighted to watch it over the 4 days and get going. But the bowlers had plenty of overs under the belt. They got through some overs, so that's always a good sign in the sense of taking things forward to the next game against Essex.
Yeah. Anything you're going to go away and think you need to work on?
You know, there's always elements of rustiness the first game of the season, but you know, overall, I think we dropped two really hard chances, and other than that, we caught well. Our ground fielding was good. I thought in parts we bowled well. And certainly in at times we batted well. So it's been no train smash. We've come away with a point more than Gloucester in the match and in the draw. And as I said before to you, I think both teams fought incredibly hard, and a draw was a fair result in the end.
Looking ahead to Essex, they've won again today. They've got a flying start.
Well, yeah, they have, and they're obviously full of confidence, and which will make it a difficult week next week. But it'll be nice to get to New Road and play some cricket there. And, you know, if we can play like we've played here, because I think Gloucester have played well as well, then we'll certainly give them a run for the money next week, and it'd be nice to see them at New Road.